Same damn things probably painted at every other point of the compass, too, she thought. Above this outer courtyard, stretched between two deserted guard towers, was a banner that looked freshly painted. Stenciled upon it, also in red, white, and blue, was this: Welcome, Roland and Susanna. Oi, too. Keep on rockin' in the free world. The castle beyond the inner courtyard, and the caged river, which here served as a moat, was indeed of dark red stone blocks that had darkened to near black over the years. Towers and turrets burst upward from the castle proper, swelling in a way that hurt the eye and seemed to defy gravity. The castle within these gaudy brackets was sober and undecorated except for the staring eye carved into the keystone arch above the main entrance. Two of the overhead walkways had fallen, littering the main courtyard with shattered chunks of stone, but six others remained in place, crisscrossing at different levels in a way that made her think of turnpike entrances and exits where a number of major highways met. As with the houses, the doors and windows were oddly narrow. Fat black rooks were perched on the sills of the windows and lined up along the overhead walkways, peering at them. Susanna swung down from the rickshaw with Roland's gun stuffed into her belt within easy reach. She joined him, looking at the main gate on this side of the moat. It stood open. Beyond it, a humped stone bridge spanned the river. Beneath the bridge, dark water rushed through a stone throat 40 feet wide. The water smelled harsh and unpleasant, and where it flowed around a number of fangy black rocks, the foam was yellow instead of white. "What do we do now?" she asked. "Listen to those fellows for a start," he said, and nodded toward the main doors on the far side of the castle's cobbled forecourt.